Hey folks, Russ Bailey here. It's time for another Brush Pile Fishing, the video podcast. As always, we've got a great guest in store. The big Kentuckian, Dean McCoy, is going to join us today. We're going to talk a little shallow water fishing on Kentucky Lake during the spawn. You stay tuned. We'll be right back with Brush Pile Fishing. All right, folks, welcome back. Like to thank our sponsor, Bob Cycle in Sydney, Ohio. They sponsor our podcast. Great company down there. If you're looking for ATVs or whatever, give them a call. Get down there, check out their shop. So, Big Dean. So, folks, I want to tell you right up front, me and Dean have not had the best success lately.
No, we haven't.
We shot a show a while back, okay, on Jonathan Creek during the winter. Great show. Cold front came in, but we got a great show. Since then, we tried to go to Illinois one time and just got on the water. No depth finders, no electronics, no nothing. We tried to do it without, but I mean, we had nothing.
Right.
So that didn't work, Dean. So folks, today we're down here at Kentucky Lake for the big cornfield crappie demo days. And this is gonna be a great event. You've got so many pro staff guys here and tournament fishermen from across the country. Everyone has their cornfield fishing gear set up different. All of our boats here, everyone can come in, check it out. Seminars all weekend. It's a little bit late for you to hit it this year, but next year, check this out. But anyways, we get ready to start this morning because Dean and I have wanted to do a shallow water cork show over stake beds that he puts out. We've tried that for 4 years now, and with scheduling, can't do it. Well, we finally got it together. So we're pumped. I am pumped all the way down here. And we get up this morning, nice and early, still dark out. No rain. We get to the ramp, and what's it do, Dean?
It comes a bucket.
It's pouring.
It's pouring. You couldn't have poured it out of a bucket faster.
So our luck continued, but they're saying by this afternoon the weather's going to move out, so we're going to give it a try later today. So, Dean, let's talk about shallow water fishing. You know that's my passion because our lakes at home, it's all we have.
It's if you've never done it, whether you cast to them, whether you use a slip cork and a jig, or whether you just single pole them, it's some of the most exciting crappie fishing that you'll ever do.
Yes, yes.
You're gonna catch a lot of those male fish that are in those beds. And as I told you last week when we went, when those male fish would hit that jig, now we were fishing about 3 foot of water, mm-hmm. and we had our jig set about 18 inches under the first fish.
Oh.
And when those big males would hit that jig, it would actually pop that slip cork. I mean, it would pop the water. And I mean, it's as good as I've always said, I love to feel the thump.
Yeah.
It's something about seeing that cork.
Dean, we talk about this a lot. And I think the thing is, us as crappie fishermen, I think 99% of us started out using a jig and a bobber.
I mean, and we me and my buddy talked about the other day, and me and you talked about, you go back to your roots crappie fishing. You know, yes, you can get technical, and you can buy the best equipment and everything, but for the people out there that can't afford it, don't want to spend the money mm-hmm. on it, you can still go to the basics. To what you was raised with a kid, a casting slip cork, and you can still at times, you can put it on them.
Well, so we're gonna talk about the springtime. And folks, right now we're in the, I don't know, middle of April. So what are these fish doing? And when you say we're gonna do a shallow water show, how shallow are we talking to them?
we're gonna be in 3 foot of water.
Dean, you know that's me, man.
Yeah.
You know that's me.
We're going to be where you trim your motor up and you ease into them. You don't, and you back off of them.
Power pull down,
power
baby.
Power pull down, and you pitch that cork or you cast to them, and you better be hanging on.
And you know, Dean, and I know you've got some of these. I'm pumped, folks, because this is the first time I get to use Stan slip bobbers, that little mini that we talked about. And I know you've got some.
You know, I'll tell you what. I got hooked up like you did with Stan this winter, And I've used slip bobbers all my life, you know, crappie fishing, catfishing, whatever. And I mean, and there's a lot of good ones, but this Stan slip bobber is by far the best slip bobber I've ever put on the line.
And I'm gonna let you in on a little secret, folks. So he's got one now for his crappie fisherman called the Mini. You guys, if you've watched our show, you know I like a cork just barely big enough to hold up whatever jig size you're using. Today we're gonna use 1/32 when we get out on the water. The Mini holds that up. But there are times I've seen these fish shut down to where a 64th ounce yes. is what you need. And to me, that Mini is too big. And I had said something to Chris from Stan's, and you're gonna get to see him today. He came out with a Mini,
oh, wow.
which is even smaller than the Mini. And it's designed for those 64. So the Popeye jigs,
the trout
or
magnet.
The trout magnets, or even the new eye hole yes. in the 1/64 yes. ounce, it's gonna be dynamite.
Yes.
So, and we may throw one
we
of them on today.
We may have to throw one today.
You're not.
You know, it's, and the one thing I like about the Stan slip bobber also is a lot of times when you're fishing these shallow beds, that fish is not always pulling it under. Sometimes they'll just lay that cork up on top of the water, you know.
And that's why I like a small cork.
That's why I want the smallest cork that I can use is when you see any movement on it. You know, and you can fish them. People say, well, I can't fish them in the wind. Yeah, you kind of get an idea of what that cork's doing in the wind.
Yep.
And then if it does anything different,
you set that hook.
You set the hook, you know. But Russ, we've talked about this. That shallow water is nothing like any crappie fishing that you ever do.
I love it. And they don't have a lot of space to go down, so
no,
they're going here
they're
and
going
there,
sideways,
and you're holding on. Yep. Sorry about that, folks. We had a low battery.
Low battery. They're going sideways. I've had them hit and run to the end of the line.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
And it's just a complete different adrenaline rush. I mean, that's all I can say about it, you know.
So we're gonna go into shallow water today. And again, we're in the middle of April. What's our water temperature?
Water temperature on Kentucky Lake right now is running somewhere between, probably with this rain, it's going to cool down a little bit to 55, between 55 and 57 degrees.
Okay.
So we're still in the early stages of the spawn. The males are just now moving in. Some of the females we're catching are the smaller females. I think the big females are still sitting out there in 14, 16, 18 foot
they're
of water.
They're still a little bit deeper.
Waiting to come in.
So we're going to be in shallow water. Almost 60 degrees, which is it's turning good. We're gonna fish, you said, maybe some rocks, some brush piles, but mainly some beds. And you put in how many stake beds?
Oh, Russ, probably the built beds that we built, probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 600.
And folks, we're not talking little stake beds, are we?
These are 4x8 beds,
yeah.
Or 4x4s. That's not counting the blocks with tobacco sticks, the buckets, the driven beds that we put in. You know, we probably got 100 driven beds.
No kidding.
So, I mean, we've put in, and you can ask a lot of the crappie fishermen across the nation, what's one of your keys to success? It's taking care of yourself, putting in structure, and also, We go ahead one step ahead. Sometimes we put in brush piles and stuff in the shallows that we may never fish, but we put it in for the fry after they hatch, where they've got a place to hide from the bigger predator fish, because Kentucky Lake for years was full of buck brush. The old buttonball bush, we called it buck brush. And over the time, erosion has took place. The Fish and Wildlife will tell you that the water level staying up too long has drowned some of it out and killed it. There's places it's starting to come back now because they've been dropping the water a little bit sooner. But for you people out there that's putting stuff out, don't forget about the fry, because they've got to have a place to hide, because there's the crappies, the predators, striped bass, largemouth. You know, there's so many predators that feed on that fry, just like they don't know if it's if it's a minnow or what. They just know it's food.
Exactly.
So you've got to give them a place to hide, and we've done that over the years, and we've had some great success putting these beds out.
Well, I'll tell you, Dean, one of the reasons I'm excited for doing this show, we haven't been on Kentucky Lake for a few years, but I know back in the old Midwest crappie days, I did several shows down south with Richard Williams mm-hmm. and Gary Mason, and we caught good quality fish. Now, you guys went through a stretch here for a couple years where it was hard to find any crappie, and then when you did, they were super, super thin.
Yes, yep.
But the pictures you've been sending me, things are looking good.
We had about 2 years there that we really, you know, when we fish here all the time, you get to watching these things, and we seen that these fish kept getting smaller. They kept getting thinner. You weren't catching the 9-inch fish, the 8-inch fish. You were catching 10, 11-inch fish. Well, that's great when you want to go out and catch a limit of fish, but if you're not catching any short fish, you're
something's
thinking,
up.
What am I going to run into next year? Because I'm not catching any fish for next year. And, you know, a beautiful day is when you catch a 20-fish limit and a 40-fish throwback.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and some people say, well, I caught twice as many throwbacks as I did keepers. To me,
that's okay.
Epic.
That's okay.
When you catch twice as many throwbacks, you know next year's covered.
Yeah.
Or the fall. You know, I mean, if you're catching 9 3/4-inch fish, they're going to be 10 inches by fall.
Yeah.
So we went through probably what some of the biologists are saying, the perfect storm. We had silver Asian carp come in, and we had zebra mussels come in at the same time.
And that will clear things up.
And it cleared everything up, done away with plankton, or minimized plankton. We had no shad spawns. And so if you don't have shad spawns, you don't have anything. I will tell you, I did find out, we got to catching some crappie that were 15, 16-inch crappie that were paper thin.
Yeah.
And I was letting them go. And finally, one day, I thought, you know, I'm going to clean one of them. Well, they had like a sludge in the bottom. And some of them had rocks. So contacted Fish and Wildlife, got a hold of a biologist, told him what, and he said, yeah, we're seeing that. What those fish were doing, they were starving to death. And they were down there on the bottom, actually.
Eating rocks.
Feeding on the bottom, trying to find any larva or anything, and they were just sucking everything in. And of course, every once in a while, they suck in a rock
or whatever.
And it would be like an old black sludge. And he said they weren't diseased, they were just starving to death. Now, last year and this year, we've seen an abundance of shad. The beds, last fall, I went out one day and had to go around in a circle like 3 or 4 times to run the shad off of a bed. I couldn't even see the bed. So when you start seeing that, you start seeing the healthy fish. I mean, we've got a ton of 7-inch fish, 8-inch. There's a gap there. About 8-inch fish, there's not many 8-inch fish. So that lingering effect of a bad spawn is still a little bit there. But we're catching tons of 4 and 5-inch, 6-inch fish,
good.
Tons of 9 3/4-inch fish, and just an abundance of 10-inch fish now.
You've had several good spawns.
We've had several good spawns. The shad's back for them. Yes, the water's still from what Kentucky Lake was years ago. It's still clear water. It's not Dale Hollow clear or some of your other gin clear lakes,
yeah.
But it's clear for Kentucky Lake, but it's a beautiful color. And I mean, I'm excited it's coming back. The fish are healthy. You can catch a 9-inch fish right now, and if the limit was 9 inches, you could get a nice fillet off of it.
Yeah.
So when you see that, when you see your small fish being healthy, then you know your lake's coming back.
Good deal. And that's, like I say, I was here when he talked about the paper thin fish. I got to see some of those, and we never even got the show. We tried, and it's like, no, we can't do that. So I'm anxious to get out there this afternoon. So today, we're going to be in shallow water, fishing over some stake beds with slip bobbers. 1/32nd ounce. Now I know you like the eye holes. I love the eye holes, but that 1/32nd when I'm fishing that light, I really like the double cross jig head.
Yep, I do too.
And we're going to be using some crappie magnets, of course. I might throw the Roo in. We've got a name for it now.
There you go.
But also, one of the things I was going to tell you folks, if you're coming down here during the spawn, Kentucky Lake is like any other lake. They have cold fronts come in. Make sure you've got Popeye jigs, because I have got to witness this. If you watch the Pennsylvania show, they lowered the lake 13 inches overnight, and he had been killing them on the crappie magnets, and they would not hit him. And we had to go to a 1/64th ounce Popeye jig. And even then, Dean, you didn't feel the tick or anything like that. It would load up a little bit, and you better set the hook.
That's what we run into on Dale Hollow about 3 weeks ago. We went up there. Of course, we were mainly targeting the black crappie, you know, and they were so finicky.
Yeah.
And we went down to that 30-second eye hole, or a 30-second Popeye jig, and like I said, you'd be casting along there, and then all of a sudden the rod would just load up, and you know, you're like, how does a fish hit that? And I mean, it'd be a pound, a quarter, pound and a half fish. And I'm like, how does it hit it?
And you never feel it.
But they do it. Give you an example back on, we talked about the quality of fish, and I was going to finish this up, but we fished a little benefit fundraiser tournament for one of the local school clubs. And there was some really good weights. I think the winning weight was like 14 pounds. They found some deep females. But we weighed in 7 males that weighed 10.66 pounds.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's on its way back.
When you weigh in male fish that are weighing a pound and a quarter, pound and a half fish, you've got some good fish.
There you go. Well, I'm anxious not to hear about it. I'm anxious to go out there and get some. That's right.
Yeah. Seeing's believing.
That's it. So I'll tell you what, Dean, I appreciate you joining us. Folks, and before we leave, too, I want to say a special thank you to the Moores Resort for this crappie demo days. They have put us up. All the pro staff guys, wonderful, wonderful place here. You're right there on the water, and we're going to be fishing in this area.
Yeah, we're going to be fishing right here in this area. If you're in town, man, check out the Moores Resort. They're second to none. They've got the restaurant. This lodge here is just unbelievable setting, and got 2 boat ramps, covered boat slips, and their access to the water. You can go down to Jonathan Creek, you can go up to Sled and Little Bear, you can go right around the corner and you're in Big Bear. So, and there's just, you know, you're in the heart of where I grew up, and you know, there's not much of this water I hadn't covered over the years.
Yep. So give them a call. It's, like I say, beautiful place down here. They're nice, clean, boat slips. They've got it all. Again, that's the Moores. Dean, I appreciate you joining us, buddy.
Enjoy.
You ready to go hit the water?
I'm ready.
Folks, hopefully we're going to have some video for you, because we're getting ready. They say the rain's going to clear out here by 2 o'clock. It's gone. Now the wind's going to pick up, but we're getting out there and we're going to give it a try. So I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Stay tuned. We'll be back again with Brush Pile Fishing, the video podcast. The new Brush Pile Fishing Show companion app will change the way you watch a show, but more importantly, it will change the way you educate yourself on crappie fishing. This is so much more than just an app. It will be your go-to source for weather, brush pile fishing shows, crappie fishing tips, and your own handheld logbook. There will also be contact information for guides from past episodes, special offers from our sponsors, and tips that range from simple to advanced. Download the new Brush Pile Fishing Companion app. It's free for Android and Apple users. It's everything a crappie angler needs. Make sure you check that out.